Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Baltimore Oriole Baseball. This is Scott Thompson along with Bill O'Donnell at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, where tonight the Orioles and the California Angels will attempt a finite doubleheader. Weather conditions in and around the Baltimore area are still threatening, and the forecast is for showers, with a possibility, of course, among those showers, a thunderstorm. It is a little overcast as we look out to the north from our broadcasting vantage point here at the stadium, and the wind that was in the west this afternoon has swung around now, and it's coming straight down out of the north, and it could bring a few showers. However, perhaps they will be of a very short duration, and we will be able to get both our games in. At least that is the hope. Tonight in game number one, the Angels are starting their fine young right-hander, Andy Messersmith, and the Orioles will counter with their outstanding left-hander, Dave McNally. Now, for those of you who are going to score the game with us tonight, here are the batting orders in game number one. Leading off for the California Angels at second base, Sandy Alomar. Batting number two, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. The number three hitter, left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting four will be right fielder, Tony Canigliaro. The number five hitter, shortstop, Jim Fregolfi. Number six hitter, third baseman, Ken McMullen. Chancing and batting number seven will be Jerry Moses. The number eight hitter is Ken Berry, the center fielder, and the pitcher will be Andy Messersmith. Now, the Oriole lineup in game number one tonight is a little bit unusual. It's the first time we have seen this lineup this year. It will start with right fielder, Tommy Chope. Chope leads off, plays right field. Batting two, the left fielder, Don Buford. Batting three, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting four, third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting five, center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting six, second baseman, Dave Johnson. Batting seven, the shortstop, Chico Simone. Batting eight and catching, game one, Andy Etchebarren. And the pitcher will be Dave McNally. And before we continue with a little bit more information on Messersmith and McNally, let's pause briefly now for station identification. This is for the visiting California Angels here in game one tonight. It'll be Andy Messersmith. It is our understanding that Lefty Phillips is going to pitch Jim Maloney in the nightcap tonight. And manager Earl Weaver will come back with Pat Dobson, who started last night's ball game against California, that was rained out at the end of an inning. Messersmith on the year is 1-2 and lost two, and against the Orioles has no record this season. His lifetime against Baltimore shows three wins and three defeats. A year ago against the Orioles, Messersmith was able to win one ball game in relief and was defeated twice. And both of his losses to Baltimore a year ago, his teammates could get him not a single run, as Cuellar beat him 2-0 May the 29th and 7-0 on the 11th of August. Dave McNally, who has won four and lost a ball game, is making tonight his sixth start of the season and his first of the year against the Angels. He has no career record against California, except that Dave McNally had a four-game winning streak extended by Kansas City last Saturday, 5-2. He worked four innings, allowed five hits and three runs. His wins have been against the Senators, against Detroit, against California, and against Oakland. He beat Clyde Wright 8-2 April the 23rd, which gives him a career mark of 10 victories and 8 defeats against the Angels. And this, for Dave, will be his seventh start of the year. And now, with pride, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Thank you. We'll be back with the start of tonight's first game after this message. Well, Sandy Alomar stands in to lead off for the California Angels, and again, a brief review on Dave McNally's record. Inadvertently, we were reading to you the information available on Todd Dodson. McNally, 4-1 on the year, had a four-game winning streak, ended at Kansas City at last start Saturday, 5-2. Dave's wins this year have been against the Senators, the Tigers, California, and Oakland. He beat Clyde Wright 8-2 in the 23rd, and this is the 7th start of the year for Dave McNally. Here is Sandy Alomar, right-hander against left-handed Dave McNally, a swing and a ground ball towards second baseman Johnson. He makes the pickup off the right foot, and in one pitch, Alomar has been retired and a ground ball to the second baseman Dave Johnson. Sandy hitting 196 on the year. And now the Maryland-born Jim Spencer, and this will be his third trip to the plate in the first inning of a ball game here in Baltimore. The first time he came on Tuesday night in the first inning, he homered. Last night, he came up in the first inning and homered again, and the rain wiped it out, and here he is once more. McNally's breaking ball is over the outside corner at the knees, and the strike is called to Spencer. He is hitting 198, and has gone 1-4 in the only game these two clubs have been able to play here at Baltimore. McNally brings the arm down. The breaking pitch missed outside this time, and the count evens at 1-1. Spencer is hitting 198. He has 3 doubles, 5 home runs, and 9 runs batted in. Marty Springstead is the umpire at the plate tonight, with Jim Honeycutt at first, Larry McCoy at second, and Jim Odom at third base. This offering down low and away to left-hand swinging Jim Spencer, and the count now is 2-1. The on-deck hitter for the California Angels, the American League batting champion of a year ago, Alex Johnson. McNally ready to go. Down comes the 2-1 to Spencer. A foul ball is out of play behind the plate. 2-2 is the count. Around the Oriole infield tonight, Brooks is at third, but Chico Simone is playing shortstop in the first game. Dave Johnson cut well around to the first base side as the Oriole second baseman. Boog is at first base. In right field tonight, Tommy Sope. In center field, Merv Rettman. In left field, Don Buford. The pitch is cut on in the ground foul. It's outside of first, so the count continues at 2-2 to Jim Spencer. Game 2 tonight, which we hope, if the weather permits, will follow our first game, will feature Maloney for the Angels and Pat Dobson for the Orioles. McNally ready to work with a 2-2 pitch to left hand hitting Jim Spencer. Foul ball is hit up toward the upper deck and out of play. Andy Echeverry is doing the catching here in our first game tonight. And maybe after the rain we had last evening, and certainly we needed it here in our part of the country, and I know down in South Florida you needed it too. The 2-2 pitch to Spencer. McNally curving, fly ball, well hit foul down the right field side. It's going to be out of play in the upper deck. So Spencer continues to hang tough with a count 2-2. Could be that perhaps the downfall of the downpour that we had last night, plus a little bit of rain during the day here, will be the extent of it, and we might be able to get our scheduled doubleheader in. 2-2 to the batter, Jim Spencer. McNally rocks and throws. He missed again. Low and outside to fill the count, 3-2. Full count to Spencer with Alex Johnson in the on-deck circle. One away, top of the first inning. Game just underway in Baltimore tonight. And the payoff pitch coming down to Spencer. Deep in the box, straightaway stand. High fly foul. First base side with 2 is going to be out of play. Well, McNally made his first start on the 7th of April. He beat the Senators and Casey Cox 3-2. Came back in the second game of the doubleheader on the 11th of April against the Tigers and beat Mike Kilkenny 9-3. Came away with no decision against the Yankees next time out. Here's a looping pop-up outside third base, racing and foul ground. Brooks Robinson, he's there. And Brooks squeezes a little bit of a pop-up and foul ground off the bat of Spencer, and we have 2 down. And now Alex Johnson. Alex is hitting 278 at this early date of the year. And in the Orioles series, he is 0-5. But make no mistake, the base hits will be coming for this outstanding hitter, Johnson. Right-handed batter is Alex, and here's McNally's first offering. Changed up, but it was high and away, ball 1. Following an 0-decision outing against the Yankees the 17th of April, the Rays came back out in California the 23rd and beat Peter Wright 8-2. Curveball is in, and the strike is called to Alex Johnson. One ball and one strike. Then the 27th of April, in Oakland, he defeated Diego Segui 6-2, and he took his first defeat Saturday against Kansas City, losing to Bunker 5-2. The pitch. Ground ball hit towards second baseman Johnson. In the glove, the throw on to Powell. It's a 1-2-3 inning for McNally and the Orioles. At the end of the first half inning of play, it's California nothing, and of course, the Orioles coming to bat. Well, a quick check at the scoreboard is not particularly good news as we sit down here in Baltimore tonight, and I'll tell you the reason why. The Cubs and the New York Mets were scheduled to play in New York this afternoon, postponed because of rain. The Cardinals and the Philadelphia Phillies were due to go in Philadelphia, 80 miles to the north of us. Rain, they're not going to be able to play. Houston will be at Montreal, Cincinnati at Los Angeles tonight. And in the American League, the Boston Red Sox beat the Chicago White Sox today, 10-1. Gary Peters the winner, and Johnson is the loser. Tonight, New York will be in Minnesota. Here is Tommy Sope standing in against the right-handed Andy Messersmith. And this is Tommy's first start of the year for the Orioles. He's hitting 167, left-handed batsman. Strike is called as Messersmith pumped it right through. Out in California, in the Big A, they call this fine young right-handed pitcher the Baron. As a result of a write-in contest, he took a nickname for Andy Messersmith. The breaking pitch missed high and outside. Sope gave indication of the bump. Shortened up in the grip, ran up in the pitch, and it was high and away. One ball, one strike, Tommy. Sope, Buford, and Powell on the two batters in the bottom of the first. Right up in the infield grass at third is McMullen. Here is Messersmith to the move. The 1-1 offering to Sope. He's inside and low, and the count now two balls and a strike. Center fielder Ken Berry is just about straight away to Sope, maybe a little bit to right. The 2-1 pitch to Tommy. Line drive base hit to right field. Sope rips a line drive single in the right field to get the bird started in their half of the first inning, and out of the plate will come Don Buford. Buford hitting a very fine 311 over the year, and in the only game played here in Baltimore against California, had two hits and four trips. And California will play Buford just about the way they played Sope a moment ago. Alex Johnson is giving Buford a little bit more of a foul line down the left field side than he showed Sope a moment ago. McMullen still on the grass at third. Spencer holding the base runner Sope at first, and Messersmith ready to deal to Don Buford. Quick throw to first. Sope is back safely. Another quick throw to first base again. Sope is back. Double play combo of Jim Fregosi and Sandy Alomar up a couple of steps against the left-handed swings of Don Buford. Messersmith kicks and fires. He's got the fastball over the outside portion of the letters. Strike is called to Don Buford. Right fielder Tony Conigliano gives Buford a good little bit of the foul line down in right field. One strike, the count to Buford. Sope, the runner at first. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Messersmith throws. Ground ball, base hit into right field. Sope going hard. Is around second. He will make third as Buford and Sope have greeted Messersmith with base hits to right field. And the Orioles have runners at first and third. Nobody out. And here comes Boog Powell. Boog's average is 225, but he's right up there among the leaders in home runs and RBIs in the American League. Killebrew leads with 23 runs batted in. And Oliva has 7 home runs to top the American League. Powell has 22 runs batted in and 6 home runs. So the Orioles have Sope at third, Buford at first, nobody out, Powell at the plate. Messersmith's pitch is cut on and fouled by the screen. Actually, it came through the screen, I believe. Must have hit a seam and just slipped through. One strike to count to Boog Powell. 1-for-2 in Tuesday night's game against the Angels. We played one inning last night and then we rained out. The one strike offering to Powell, Andy throws. He drives him off the plate with a pitch low and inside. One ball and one strike. Well, I'm sure you noted that Vida Blue pitched another shutout last night against the Detroit Tigers, and to the best of our knowledge, this outstanding young left-hander will pitch here in Baltimore Sunday afternoon against our Orioles. 1-1 to Powell. Low inside, ball two, 2-1 now. Two balls and a strike. The count to Powell, nobody out. Schulte opened with a single to right field. Buford followed with a single to right field. Schulte to third. And now the 2-1 pitch to Boog Powell. Just a little bit low to the breaking ball, and the count now is 3-1. Boog snaps a quick look down third base way to coach Billy Hutter. George Stoller is coaching first base again for the Orioles. And let's see what Messersmith has to offer on the 3-1. Time is called briefly. Powell back out. Just as quickly, he's back in again. So Andy takes a little bit of a stroll up on the mound. And relax. Got a tough pitch to make to Boog Powell right now. Here's his 3-1. Ground ball snared on the half hop of the first baseman, thrown down to second for one. Back to first, and it is fumbled by Spencer at first base, and Powell reaches. Powell hit a scorching line drive right at the feet of Spencer. He played it on the half hop, a great grab by the California first baseman. Ripped the throw to second base, and that got the force on Buford. The return throw to first base was in time, but Spencer could not come up with it, and Powell reaches, so Boog is given a run batted in, scoring Chopé, and reaches on the force of Buford, and the Orioles have a 1-0 lead over California. What a smash and a beautiful glove hand stop by Jim Spencer to take what might have been an extra base hit away from Boog Powell. The pitch to Brooks, low and away, ball one. Brooks looking for a base hit against the Angels, went 0-3. Tuesday night, he is hitting .227. Now the 1-0 to Brooks, breaking pitch, and it catches the corner right around the knee, so the count is now 1-1. Brooks offered and stops the swing. One out, one run in. Powell at first, and the pitch is low and outside to Brooks Robinson to make the count now 2-1. Behind Brooks, the on-deck hitter now is Merv Rettenmund. Messersmith gets the sign, flashed by Jerry Moses, goes to first base with a throw, but Powell is on the bag. Andy ready with a 2-1 offering to Brooks. He's outside with a swing, 3-3 in the strike. And Messersmith ready to go with a 3-1 pitch to Brooks Robinson. Here it is. Low and outside, a walk to Brooks, sends Powell to second base, and brings Merv Rettenmund to the plate. One out, a run in. Powell, the runner at second, Brooks at first, and here now Merv Rettenmund. He's hitting .250 on the year. Rettenmund, like many of the ball players, delights in poking fun at himself, and he has a very keen sense of humor. He mentioned his sense of humor in a brief address at the advertising club at Baltimore today. Messersmith's pitch, curve is hit foul down the first base side, out of play. Merv said, when I had last year, he said, when I was hitting .322, he said, I had a rather keen sense of humor. He said, but this season, with that .250 batting average, he said, I'm not quite so humorous as I was a year ago, said Merv Rettenmund. The one strike pitch to Merv. Messersmith looked out his time inside with a swim fastball, just kind of sailing up and in on Merv. He leaned out of the way. One ball, one strike. Birds have had seven of their players hit by the pitch over the last week. That does not mean to indict, it's not said to indict any of the opposition's pitches in any way, manner, shape, or form. The 1-1 offering now to Rettenmund. Just missed with a curveball, 2-1. Ball for the truth of the matter, has not been hitting as they are capable of hitting. Some of the hitters just may be a little bit over-anxious. Won't get in it. 2-1 pitch to Rettenmund. Good curve from Messersmith, and the strike is called. 2-2 now to Merv. Powell, the runner at second base. Brooks, the runner at first. One out of the inning. The Orioles are leading 1-0. Messersmith ready to go. The 2-2 to Merv Rettenmund. Struck him out, a swing and a miss on a good curveball. Rettenmund was trying to stop that swing. breaking pitch might have been a slider, and Rettman is strikeout number one in the ballgame for Messersmith. His 32nd on the year for Andy. The second out of the inning, and now Dave Johnson. Well, Dave is moving around in that batting order again. He's been just about everywhere but number four. And, of course, he is hitting a very fine 333 and has gone 1-for-4 in Tuesday night's game against California. Powell second, Brooks first, two down now, and Messersmith ready to work for Dave Johnson. Six and throws. Right down the pipe, and the strike is called today. Now the one strike offering to the right hand swinging Johnson. Ground ball hit toward the shortstop for Gosey. He waits to pick up the short throw to second, gets the fourth on Brooks for the final out of the inning. But the Orioles pick off a run on a pair of base hits and leave a couple of runners. And at the end of an inning of play, the score is Baltimore 1, California nothing. Well, we're looking forward to our doubleheader tonight and also to the coming weekend series against the Oakland A's. And naturally, all of us looking forward to Mother's Day, which is Sunday. And along with Mother's Day, the Orioles and the Oakland A's are going to celebrate a Bat Day here at the stadium, which means that all youngsters 14 and under, accompanied by a paying adult Sunday afternoon, will receive an official Little League baseball bat, a great souvenir. Here is Tony Conigliaro against the southpaw Dave McNally. Tony is hitting 247 and a ball is low and inside to Conigliaro. Tony went 1-for-4 Tuesday night. McNally's 1-0 to Conigliaro, cut out and fouled to the screen, and the count levels with a ball and a strike. Well, up in New York, the Cubs and the Mets were rained out. Cardinals and the Phillies have been rained out in Philadelphia. Now the 1-1 pitch coming to Conigliaro. McNally rocks and fires. High fly ball, center field way. Rettman is tracking it, waiting. And the Orioles center fielder makes the catch for the first out on the top of the second inning. Weatherman has indicated here in Baltimore that the shower activity should clear and clear this area this evening sometime. And in truth, I must admit that it looks a lot brighter out to the north of us than it did, though, let's say, an hour ago. Here's Jim Fregosi. He's batting 233 at this early date of the year. McNally is low and outside to Jim, ball one, and he's not 100%. He's got a rather sore foot. But like most of these fellas, he finds it possible to play when he is hurt. The 1-0 to Fregosi again is outside, and the count two balls, no strike. Behind Fregosi, the Angels find third baseman Ken McMullen. McNally brings that left arm down. The pitch is high and away again. He's had three of them outside the Fregosi. So Jim flashes a look to Rocky Bridges, the California third base coach, to see what skipper Lefty Phillips would have him do on this 3-0 pitch. Well, what do you think he'll do? What does it take? 3-0. Take. Strike is called. Three balls in the strike to Fregosi. One out, nobody on. The Orioles one, the Angels nothing. Top of the second. Pitch. High pop-up off the third base side. Brooks is calling for it. Says, I've got it. Anybody want to make a bet? You've got it. In foul ground by about a half a step. Two down in the California second, and now here is Ken McMullen with a .213 batting average, and Tuesday night he went 0-for-3. Hey, it's beginning to look a little bit better. Every time I say that, though, I dread the thought that it might start raining in a half an hour. A let-up breaking ball is high and inside, ball one. It really is. Those of you in the Baltimore area who are much better judges of the weather than I am, take a look. Maybe you can come on down and spend some time with us. Here's a swing and a foul ball in the dirt behind the plate. A ball and a strike to Ken McMullen. Would you believe it? Would you believe it? It is raining right this instant. I no sooner said that and it started to rain. Well, you're living right. One ball from the strike to McMullen. High for a ball two. Two and one. It's looking better now than it has any time in the last couple hours, and it's raining. Well, here comes the 2-1 pitch to Ken McMullen. McNally deals, ground ball hit towards Brooks at 30, backs and plays a belt high hop. Now the long, long throw to Powell is in time, and McMullen has been retired. Three up and three down at the end of an inning and a half. Baltimore 1, California nothing. Against Andy Messersmith in the bottom of the second inning, it'll be Chico Simone, Andy Etchebarren, and pitcher Dave McNally in that order. And just before we rolled for the commercial, we had a little bit of a shower start, and now it's still sprinkling just a little bit, and I'm afraid for an hour or so, this might be what we'll have to contend with, but the weatherman promises us that it's going to clear up a little bit later on this evening, and that's about as specific as you can be a little later on this evening. Here's Chico Simone. He's been in five ball games for the Orioles this year, been to the plate eight times, a base hit. He's hitting 125. And center fielder Ken Berry plays him a little bit toward the alley in right center field. The pitch to Chico is too high, ball one, so the bigger hole in the Angel outfield is between center fielder Berry and left fielder Alex Johnson. Infield appears to be about straight up, maybe a little bit, to the third base side. Messersmith 1-0 to Chico. Foul ball coming right up into the TV booth next door and right back out again. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 pitch to Chico. Swinging, he got a piece of this one. Fouled it right to the ball man, Mr. Ernie Tyler, who made a sensational, spectacular, one-handed catch sitting down. Beautiful, Ernie. One ball from two strikes to Chico. That's the bound lead. On deck, Kitty and Dave McNally waiting in the wing. Messersmith, kind of give it a negative shake. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-2 offering to Chico. Swing and a miss. He may have pulled the string a little bit on that pitch, and he picks up his second strikeout. Two gone. Andy Etchebarren stepped, or one gone now, with Andy Etchebarren stepping in with a 167 batting average, and Andy didn't play yet. Messersmith's first offering to Etchebarren. Ground ball hit right back by the pitcher. It's on through in the center field for a base knock. Etchebarren with a ground single to center field for the Orioles. Their third base hit off Andy Messersmith. That'll bring in Dave McNally. Andy has hit pretty well in his lifetime against the Angels. He shows a 266 lifetime average. Here is Dave McNally. His batting average is 187. He has a run batted in. Spencer is holding with Etchebarren at first. McNally squares the bunt and got a pitch down low for a ball one. A little bit of a shower we had didn't even darken the skin of the infield. And it seems to have abated now, and we find the people coming back to their seats. And perhaps when you get through with dinner, you might be able to spend a little time with it. It's swing and a miss now to McNally. No bunt in this offering. So the count is one ball, one strike. But the bunt was on and the first pitch off on the second. Andy Messersmith ready to go. The bunt is in order. He's bunted off the first base side. Looks pretty good of a save there. Picked up by Spencer. No play at second. And Spencer, the first baseman, goes back to Alomar, covering at first to retire the sacrificing Dave McNally. In the second, Andy Etchebarren and up to the plate now. Tommy Soppe, in his first start of the year for the Orioles. Tonight, in the first inning, he drilled a single to right field. And a few moments later, he scored the lone run of the ball game. Soppe, a left-handed batter, and he stands pretty well in the front half of the box. Hits out of a bit of a closed stance. Messersmith ready to go, and the pitch to the left-hand swinging Soppe is inside. Ball one. Yeah, well, you stay some break. We'll try and get it for you at the earliest opportunity. 1-0 Baltimore over California. We're in the bottom of the second inning of game number one. Messersmith against McNally. Pitch to Soppe, it's high and away, and we pause briefly for station identification. This is the Baltimore Oriole Baseball Network. This is Galen Fromm. For wit and wisdom, tactful philosophy, and inspiration, hear Don Spatz, 7:35 mornings on Radio 11 WBAL Baltimore. Messersmith delivers, and here's a cut and a miss by Soppe to make the count now. Two balls and strikes. And the 2-1 offering to Tommy, high fly ball right field way. Cutting to his right is Conigliaro, setting up under it now. The Angel right fielder makes the catch, and that'll be the final out of the inning. The Orioles, no runs, a base hit, and a man left at the end of two complete, Baltimore 1, California nothing. Well, we talked about that day coming along on Sunday afternoon, and some of you concerned about your tickets, I'd like to remind you that this coming Sunday at noon, an additional 17,000 general admission and 2,000 bleacher tickets will go on sale right here at the stadium. We not only have the Oakland A's in town, a very fine and interesting ball club to watch, Mother's Day and a Bat Day promotion, and the chances are pretty good that you'll have a chance to see truly one of the fine young left-handers to come into the American League in some time in the person of Vida Blue. At this moment, he is scheduled to pitch for Oakland on Sunday. Here is catcher Jerry Moses, a swing and a ground ball to pitch towards Brooks Robinson. He's got it. The throw on to Powell at first, and Moses is retired and a ground ball to third base. One pitch, one gone. Moses hitting 231. Now the batter will be Ken Berry, the Angel center fielder. Berry's average, 133 right now, but of course averages can really fluctuate and be very deceiving at this stage of the season. Ken is recognized as one of the very fine defensive center fielders in baseball. When the Orioles were in Anaheim, he made an effort to catch a home run, climbed the wall, and hurt his leg. Only played one game. The pitch to Berry, low, ball one. Now McNally has faced seven men and got them all in order. Here's this 1-0 to the right-hand swinging Berry. Little high, two balls, and no strikes, had the place a little high. Berry hits out of an open stand, and he kind of soaks up in the six, maybe an inch or so. McNally, not wasting any time, delivers 2-0. Berry takes a strike over the inside portion of the knee. 2-1 now to the California center fielder, Messersmith, the on-deck hitter. A 2-1 to Ken Berry. High top, down the first base side and foul ground. Etchebarren up the line, Powell coming down, and Powell is hollering, Andy, 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 and so Etchebarren made the grab. Two gone. Now the California pitcher, Andy Messersmith, his average is 143. He has knocked in a run, been to the plate 14 times, has two base hits. One of those went all of the way, a home run. Here is McNally's first offering to the right-hand swinging Messersmith, swinging a foul to the screen, and he had a good cut at that first offering from McNally. One strike. Young man, very, very fortunate to be playing baseball this year. He had a most unfortunate automobile accident earlier in California, totaled his automobile, and he had the seatbelt on, fortunately. The one strike pitch to Messersmith, a little high. 1-1 now. And also, to continue the good fortune of this unfortunate automobile accident, the other people in the other car were okay, too. The 1-1 offering. Just missed inside with a breaking pitch, two balls and one strike. Andy backs down now, flashes a quick look towards Rocky Bridges, and Bridges reacts as if, what's the matter? Now the 2-1 pitch to Andy. Look out, a line drive knocked down by McNally on the mound. He recovers, throws to first base, and wow, that was some kind of a shot, and McNally got the big leather mitt in front of it, knocked it down, recovered, and threw out Messersmith for the final out, 3-3 at the end of 2.5. Orioles 1, California nothing. Well, the California Angels have been forced to make a change at shortstop. Jim Fregosi is unable to continue. He's got just a very sore foot. And you know, when this fellow takes himself out of a ballgame, you know he's hurting. And so Sid O'Brien has come in now to play shortstop for the Angels. It's a combination of two things, insofar as Fregosi is concerned. You know, the fact that it probably is most uncomfortable. Secondly, and maybe just as important, if not more, that he would not be able to help the club. So here now for the Orioles, Don Buford in the bottom of the third inning. Messersmith throws the breaking ball, though. Ball one. Buford singled into right field against Messersmith in the first inning. That sent Joe Pay to third, where Powell knocked him in on a fourth round. Pitch coming to Don. Outside and high to make the count, two balls, no strikes. Well, tomorrow night, the Oakland A's will be in our ballpark. The pitch coming down to Don Buford is low inside, and the ball three. And Mike Cuellar goes to the mound tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock against Jim Catfish Cutters. Saturday night at 7, it'll be Jim Palmer and Chuck Dobson. A ball four is again inside the Buford. So Mesa Smith has given up now his second walk. He walked Brooks Robinson in the first inning and Buford here in the third. Dobson, no record, and he's just been activated about a week ago and will start Saturday night's game against the Orioles. Sunday afternoon, Grant Jackson is the probable for the Orioles against Vida Blue of the Oakland A's. There's Boog Powell with Buford leading at first base. The pitch is cut on the ground. Foul is outside of first. Strike one. 1-0, the Orioles. We're in the bottom of the third inning of game number one, and by golly, it's getting to look better. The last time I said it had any rain, but it really is. Maybe you might be able to spend a little time with us tonight after dinner. Those are not saying we've got room for you. The one strike pitch to Powell, high and away. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 offering to Boog Powell. Buford leading first. Nobody out. Mesa Smith fires. And a miss. The ball and two strikes for the Boog. Spencer holding with Buford at first base. Mesa Smith reading signs. Flashed by Jerry Moses, shakes the glove, wants another lift, another shake of the glove, still shaking. Powell says, well, that's enough. I'll walk out of here momentarily. So Boog backs off, and Andy takes a little bit of a stroll. Sid O'Brien is now in a shortstop for the Angels here in the bottom of the third. Zosi unable to continue. The 1-2 pitch to Powell. Way outside. Two balls, two strikes. Buford is running. The pitch is cut on, and a foul ball is going to be out of play behind the plate. Buford was going in the 2-2, and it was fouled out of play. Two and two to Boog Powell. Buford at first, and nobody out. Mesa Smith working on the Oriole first baseman. Powell is ready to go, the set and the pitch. Fly ball, well hit, deep right center, cracking it as Berry, the center fielder, cutting over the right fielder, Conigliaro, and they go together, and Conigliaro made the grab. Buford trying to get the second to throw. Safe! Buford head first fly, beat the throw from Conigliaro. Powell hit a towering fly ball in the alley in right center, and Berry and Conigliaro were both there. They bumped just a little bit. Conigliaro made the catch, and as soon as he made the catch, Buford, who had tagged at first base, took off for second, and in a head-first slide, he beat the tag effort. So Buford takes second as Powell flies to the right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. And the batter now is Brooks Robinson against Mesa Smith in the first inning. Brooks drew a walk. Pitch to Brooks. Just outside, ball one. This is about the second doubleheader of the year for the Orioles. They played one against Detroit and split it. The 1-0 pitch to Brooks. Swing and he didn't get it. A ball and a strike. One and one to Brooks Robinson. Buford, the runner, at second. One away now. And Mesa Smith goes spins around looking at second base. Didn't follow with a throw. So we're ready to go again with a 1-1 offering to Brooks. Mesa Smith kicks and fires. High, ball two. 2-1. Well, the Red Sox won their game this afternoon, so they are now a game and a half in front of the Orioles in the Eastern Division of the American League. These Angels are 3 games behind the leading Oakland A's of the Western Division. 2-1 pitch, fly ball foul. First base side is out of play. The count now 2-2 to Brooks Robinson. Buford at second and one away. The 2-2 pitch to Brooks. Swinging a foul right at the plate where the count holds. And that little burst of applause you heard down below was directed toward one of the many fine Oriole ushers who picked up that foul ball that some gentleman had misplayed, and they handed it to a youngster. 2-2 on the way to Brooks. Mr. Smith looking at the dancing Buford at second, now comes to the plate, swinging another foul ball right at the plate, and this one hits umpire Marty Springstead, and he's taking a little bit of a stroll down there, trying to shake off the sting of that foul ball. Alomar urging him toward the bag behind Buford just a little bit. Hunter says, give him a look, and here's the pitch to Brooks. Ground ball hit toward the shortstop, Sid O'Brien. He's got it. Check Buford, throws on to first in time, and Brooks has been retired for the second out of the inning. Buford holding second. Two down now, and Merv Rettenmann, the strikeout victim in the first inning. Merv taking just a little more time, getting settled in up at the plate. And Messersmith is ready to go. Here's that look to check Buford at second, the pitch to Rettenmann. Swinging a ground ball right out in front of the plate. A swinging butt out to get at the catcher. The pickup is good. The throw to first is in the dirt, and Spencer came up with it. A fine play from Spencer, and a good play from Jerry Moses. Retires Rettenmann with a full swing. He nudged it maybe 10 feet in front of the plate on the third base side, and is thrown out by Moses. Three innings complete score. Baltimore 1, California nothing. Well, Dave McNally has gone through the California batting order for the first time, three up and three down through the first inning. McNally, in pursuit of his fifth win of the year, he's won four and lost one, now looks at Alomar for the second time around. It'll be Alomar, Spencer, Johnson, they are the new batters here in the top of the fourth. McNally pitched to Alomar, strike, good call, good breaking ball above the knees. The right-handed batter, the Orioles, play Alomar just about straight away. As a left-handed batter, they claim to hit the ball to left. Now the one-strike offering coming down to Sandy, high and away, one ball and one strike. This fellow has had quite a few game-winning hits for the Angels this year. Now McNally's 1-1 to Sandy Alomar, high and outside, two balls and one strike. A 2-1 pitch to Sandy Alomar. Swing, and he didn't get the breaking ball. 2-2. Sandy is taking a brief timeout. He's resettling himself at the plate, and here we go. The 2-2 offering is on the way. High top, first base side foul. Powell may have a chance if the wind doesn't blow it out of the way. Boog stays with it, and Boog makes the catch on the warning track. A couple of steps from the box seat railing down the first base side. 10 in a row have now gone down before the left-hand slant of Dave McNally, and here is Jim Spencer. He ran the count up to 3-2 before McNally was able to retire the left-handed swinger, and a foul pop to Brooks Robinson. McNally's first offering to Spencer missed outside. Ball one. McNally looks for the sign, flashed by Andy Etchebarren, and here's the 1-0 pitch to Spencer. Swing, and he didn't get it. A ball and a strike. One ball, one strike, two. Spencer. First time up Tuesday night, he hit a home run. The first time up last night, he hit another home run, and then the rain came and put that home run away from him. Now the 1-1 to Spencer. McNally's pitch is outside, and came right on through to the screen. Spencer is shortened up on the bat and moved as if he had an idea of a bunt. It just looked at it all the way. The count of two balls and a strike to Jim. McNally's 2-1 offering to Spencer. Swing and a miss. He just drilled a good fastball by him. Two balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on. The Orioles won. The Angels nothing. We're in the top of the fourth inning. First of two games. Tonight's hit. Foul ball coming up in front of the booth and out of play. The 2-2 offering, McNally to Alex Johnson. Here it is. High pop-up foul, first base side. It's going to be out of play. Two and two to Johnson. A one-out walk has Jim Spencer at first base. And McNally battling the tough-hitting Alex Johnson with a count 2-2. Dave is ready to go. Here's that look to first. Another look to first. And the pitch to the plate. Foul ball in the dirt behind the plate. McNally offering once more, the 2-2 offering to Alex Johnson. The arm down the pitch, ground ball hit off the third base side. Just Robinson there, the throw to second, one, on to first base. They get the double play. Johnson got enough on the throw to Powell to complete the double play on Alex Johnson. It goes from Brooks to Dave Johnson to Boog Powell, and at the end of 3 1/2 innings, the score is Baltimore 1, California nothing. Here we go to the last half of the fourth inning at Memorial Stadium, the first game of a tri-night doubleheader. The Orioles are sitting on a 1-0 lead, and it'll now be Dave Johnson, Chico Simone, and Andy Etchebarren against Andy Messersmith of the California Angels. Andy with a 2-2 record on the year. This is his seventh start of the season. He's thrown two complete games with Messersmith and pitched to a fine earned run of 2.25. His curve didn't find the strike zone. Ball one. Dave Johnson, fourth, Brooks Robinson at second base to end the first inning. The 1-0 back to Dave. Breaking pitch again high, 2-0. Well, we hope a lot of you have made your plans to be at the ballpark, perhaps later on tonight, if not, definitely this weekend. The 2-0 pitch, low ball three. You don't have to look at the Angels very long to realize they're an improved club over a year ago, and the improvement in the Oakland A's just jumped out at you. And they're here this weekend. 3-0 to Dave Johnson. Strike call, Dave's taking. 3 balls and a strike. Now, what do you do with him now in the 3-1 offering? Messersmith into the windup, and down comes a 3-1 to Johnson. He's got a strike two called over the outside corner of the letters. Full count to Dave. I mean, he had some run at, and pretty good position, too, up and away. Payoff, 3-2 to Johnson. Ground ball to the shortstop, Sid O'Brien. He's got it. Now the throw to Spencer at first is in plenty of time to get Johnson. One up, one down, and the ground ball to short. Chico Simone. Messersmith struck him out in the second inning. And he has fanned two and walked two, and allowed three third bases, and the Orioles making for a run in the first inning. The first offering to Chico Simone, outside, ball one. Well, 1-0 to Chico, and he didn't get it. One ball and one strike. Chico is taking a little throw. And now stands in, waiting the 1-1 from Messersmith. He hasn't long to wait, because here it comes. High ball two. 2-1. Game two tonight, Jim Maloney will pitch it for the California Angels and Pat Dobson for the Orioles. Now the 2-1 offering to Simone. Strike two called, as he's got the outside portion right around the knees. 2-2 now. One out, nobody on. We're in the bottom of the fourth of a 1-0 ball game with the Orioles leading California. The 2-2 pitch. High and away, we fill the count 3-2. And the 3-2 to Chico, walked in ball four. That's walk number three, issued by Messersmith. brings out Andy Etchebarren. He banged a ground single through the middle of center field, first time on in the second inning. The Orioles, of course, respect all of the pitchers they face in this battle for the title in the American League. And certainly, Andy Messersmith is no exception. The Orioles, as a ball club, have a lot of respect for this outstanding right-hander. Throw to first base. Back safely, Chico. Etchebarren making sure that Billy Hunter is not giving many information. Now looking out for the first pitch, high fly ball, shallow right. On comes Conigliaro, still coming on. The right fielder still moving in. And Conigliaro makes the catch but retires Andy Etchebarren. Two down. And now the Oriole pitcher, Dave McNally, will stand in. Dave was called upon to sacrifice in the second inning and did so perfectly. He and Jimmy Palmer have a little friendly competition on their prowess with the bat through the course of the season. And for the most part, I guess it kind of winds up rather close each and every year. Pitch today. Strike is called. Spring set, plate umpire says strike one. Now the one strike pitch to Noah goes to first base. No play on Simone. McNally is, most of you know, I'm sure, a left-handed thrower, but a right-handed batter. The one strike pitch. And as the Smith delivers, he's got a strike two with a good breaking pitch. 0-2, the count. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Bottom of the fourth, Baltimore 1, California nothing. First of a finite doubleheader. Two strike pitch coming. You're out, Mr. McNally. You gave him another curveball and picks up strikeout number 3. No runs, no hits, no errors, the man left. 4 complete. Baltimore 1, California nothing. In the top of the fifth inning, the Angels will bat Tony Conigliaro, Sid O'Brien, and Ken McMullen. And before Conigliaro steps in, we're out for a station break. This is the Baltimore Oriole Baseball Network.
Hi, Ted Steele here, your morning host on WBAL. Let me help you start the day Monday through Saturday, 5 to 10 a.m. on Radio 11 WBAL in Baltimore.
Well, McNally delivered a strike call to Conigliaro. Right over the inner portion above the knees, the one strike hits coming. Going outside. Ball and a strike. Swinging a ground foul headed toward the Oriole dugout, and Jay Mazzone makes the play on the dugout steps. The count is the ball and two strikes to Conigliaro. The 1-2 pitch, check swing ground ball, first base side, it is going to be a foul ball now. Tony stops the swing, couldn't get the bat out of the way. One ball, two strikes to Conigliaro. And McNally ready to work once more. Bird left-hander delivers. Check swing foul again out of play on the first base side. One ball, two strikes to Tony C. Just missed with a breaking pitch. And the count now, two balls, two strikes. Kind of a change from Dave. Jimmy Palmer is just doing a little loosening up out in the Oriole bullpen right now. The 2-2 pitch, fly ball hit down on the left field corner. If it stays fair, it's going to be trouble. It's up against the wall. Playing the count is Buford on his way for two. Conigliaro, Buford's throw coming to second. He is safe at second base. Conigliaro with a soft line drive in the left field corner, bounced up against the wall for Tony, his ninth two-base hit of the year, and for the Angels, their first hit of the ball game. Conigliaro opens with a double to left field. And now we look at Sid O'Brien. O'Brien's first trip to the plate tonight. Tuesday night, he went 0-for-4. He is hitting .241 on the year. Right-handed batsman, is Sid. So Conigliaro out of second base with nobody out here in this top of the fifth inning. McNally working from the stretch. Checks Conigliaro with a look delivered. strike over the inner portion of the hand. One strike to O'Brien. We'll be moving over to the TV side here momentarily. Make way for our partner, Bill O'Donnell. One strike to Sid O'Brien. McNally ready to go again. Here's his pitch. Now outside. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 to Sid O'Brien. Down low on the ball, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. The count to the Angel shortstop, Sid O'Brien. For Gulch, he started the game tonight and then had the lead in the third inning. His foot was giving him a good bit of trouble. The look to Jack Conigliaro at second, but 2-1 to O'Brien. Ground ball slowly hit toward the charging shortstop, Simone. He makes the pickup, snaps the throw to Powell at first in time. And O'Brien is the first out of the inning and on the play. Conigliaro advances to third base. It's slow rollers. By the time Simone could get to it, he was on the infield grass. No chance to make a play on Conigliaro at third and threw out the batter. So with one out and a runner at third base now, the Orioles are forced to play the infield up as Ken McMullen steps in. It's almost tight to the grass on the first base side and a couple of steps back on the third base side. McMullen grounded a book to third in the second. The pitch to Ken, inside of the big right-handed swinger, ball one. The 1-0 pitch, McNally to Ken McMullen. Curveball inside, and the count now 2-0. One out of the inning, runner at third base is Conigliaro. The Orioles won, the Angels nothing, and a king-size threat mounted here by the Angels. And McNally's 2-0 pitch to McMullen. Ground ball flashed by Brooks at third. It's a base hit out in the left field corner. Here comes Conigliaro home with a tying run, while McMullen is on his way for two. McMullen has doubled in the left field corner, scoring Conigliaro. For McMullen, his fifth two-day hit of the year. And his eighth run batted in, and a 1-1 ball game. Here now is Jerry Moses. Moses went out on a ground ball to third baseman Brooks Robinson in the third inning. McNally's first offering to Moses. Foul ball hit right up near the booth and out of play. Strike one. And the one strike pitch to Moses, right hand swinging California catcher. McNally steps, throws, missed low and away. 1-1. And now the 1-1 offering to Moses. McNally six, high drive down the left field side hooking. It's going to be a foul ball into the seats and out of play. 1-2 to Moses. McNally reading signs flashed by Escobar, and he's ready now. The 1-2 pitch to Jerry Moses. Checks his swing in time. The pitch is outside, and the count now is even. It's 2-2. Well, Conigliaro opened the inning with a double to left field, took third as O'Brien grounded to the shortstop, and then scored as McMullen drilled a double between the diving Brooks Robinson and the bag at third. And now the 2-2 pitch coming to Moses. Foul ball on the screen. The Orioles are on the board with a run on three hits. The Angels, a run on two hits. They have both been doubled, and both here in the fifth inning. Dave, ready to go. The 2-2 pitch to Jerry Moses. Here it is. Foul ball coming right up in front of the booth and out of play. The on-deck hitter behind Jerry Moses is center fielder Ken Berry. McMullen expects one out. And McNally battling Moses with a count 2-2. Once more, the 2-2 to Moses. Struck him out. Swing and a miss. Moses goes down. Today, McNally is first strikeout of the ballgame. Two down now, and here is Ken Berry. He got Berry on a foul pop for the catcher, Andy Etzebarren, in the third inning. McNally's first offering to the right-hand swinging Ken Berry is inside, one ball, no strike. The 1-0 pitch to Berry. Swing and a miss, and there goes the bat over toward the Oriole dugout. A ball and a strike to Ken. Pretty good toss on the part of Berry, but the years I've watched baseball, I'd have to say that Minnie Minoso probably was among the very best at throwing the bat, not only for frequency of throw, but for distance. 1-1 on the count to the batter, Berry. McMullen, the runner at second with two down. A tie ball game, 1-1. McNally kicks and fires. High fly ball left field way. Back to shortstop on the left fielder. Simone back calling for it. Buford on. Buford is going to make the catch. And the left fielder has it for the final out at the end of 4.5. It's the Orioles 1 and the Angels 1.
Well, good evening, everybody. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning of Game 1, this is Bill O'Donnell joining you on the radio side. Chuck and I have been changing during our break, our radio and television setups, and before the Birds bat against Andy Messersmith, quick rundown of the scoreboard. The National League had the Cubs and Mets rained out today at New York, plus the Cards and Phillies tonight in Philadelphia. Still scheduled in the National League, Houston at Montreal, plus Cincinnati much later tonight at Los Angeles. A day game in the American League had the Red Sox pound the White Sox 10-1. Gary Peters was the winner, and George Scott had his third homer of the year. The rider, Tom Silpe, begins the bottom of the fifth inning, plus Buford and Powell. He runs up the bunt, just to the left of the mound, fielded by Messer Smith. His hurried throw is in time to beat Silpe. Silpe tried to butt his way on, could not nudge the bunt between McMullen, the third baseman, and Messer Smith. And Matthew Smith smothered it and has just thrown out Tommy Silpe. Here's Buford, who's been aboard twice in this first game. He had a base hit to right in the first inning, and then Buford walked his last trip against Matthew Smith in the third. McMullen against Buford, the switch hitter, going from the left side against Matthew Smith. McMullen inside the bag at third. A Messersmith curve drops in belt high to strike one. Orioles have three hits off Messersmith, two in the first inning when they got their run. One strike delivery is high, one ball and one strike. Messersmith had the injury miseries a year ago, both a rib injury and also a shoulder injury. Fires 1-1. Swing and a miss by Buford, and we run the count to a ball and two strikes. Buford batting a 3-11. He shows three home runs, plus 9 runs batted in. 1-1 tie in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 1-2 pitch hits Buford right about belt high in the small of the bag. So Buford has been aboard now three straight times against the Angel right-hander. Don at first base with a tie-breaking tally here in the bottom of the fifth, and here's Boog. Well, Boog is 0-2. He drove home what was the go-ahead run in the ballgame in the first inning. His one-hop line smash to Spencer enabled Silpe to romp home and score from third base in the first inning. Right now, Spencer is holding the Buford lead with one gone in the bottom of inning 5. Ping! And a miss by Powell. One strike to Boog. He is now tied with Killebrew for the American League's RBI leadership. Both have 23. Additionally, Boog is the runner-up in the home run leadership to Tony Oliva. The one-strike delivery they pitch out and Buford saves. One ball, one strike. McMullen is back a good halfway at third base and quite a few strides inside the foul line. O'Brien, the shortstop, shaves his glove side over toward second. A toss by Messersmith is late to first base. Messersmith paying some attention now to Buford's lead before he hits the rubber. Powell on the 1-1. Buford is running. The pitch is in for a strike. The throw to second is not in time as Buford, sliding to the outfield side of the bag, beats the toss from catcher Moses to the shortstop O'Brien. So on the call strike to Powell, he and Messersmith are at one ball and two strikes. Buford, the tie-breaking run at second base with only one away, and Brooks is the on-deck man. Buford watches O'Brien, the shortstop, creep into him as he leads off second base. The look backwards by Messersmith. Brooks Powell, 1-2. And it jams off the bottom of the bat on a foul trip to the left of home plate. We're still at one ball, two strikes. The steal by Buford, incidentally, who is the club leader, is his fourth steal of the year. 1-2 to Powell again. He hits the ground wrap at the second baseman. Buford runs to third. Alomar throws in time to Spencer. Powell is out number two. Buford has advanced on a steal after being hit by a pitch. On a steal to second and now to third base on Powell's infield ground ball. The batter is Brooks Robinson. He walked in the first inning and he also bounced to short in the third. Now, the steal by Buford has extra significance right now because had Buford still been at first base, Alomar on the ground ball might have been able to force him at second. High to Brooks, ball one. Brooks batting 227, coming up with Buford at third and two down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Low to Brooks, two balls and no strikes. If Brooks can't deliver here in the bottom of the fifth inning, it'll be Rettenmann to come up next. Buford escaping off third with two away. The set and the 2-0. He is in at the knees, two balls and one strike. A reminder, if you're coming out to see game two tonight, you will look at the former National League great Jim Maloney against Pat Dobson. 2-1 pitch to Brooks Robinson. Foul to the base of the screen. So run the count, two balls, two strikes with two men out, and a 1-1 fifth inning charge. Messersmith has not given up a base hit since Echeverria's one-out base knock in the second inning. He has put a couple of fellows on and a pair of walks since then, plus a hit batsman. The right-hander steps right under the belt, fires 2-2, ball three is high. Three balls, two strikes to Brooks Robinson. With Buford, hit by a pitch, stealing second, and then moving to third on Powell's infield grounder. Messersmith watching Buford come off the bag into foul ground. Now watching Moses sit in back of the plate. 3-2. Here's a looping base hit to center field, and that will put the Orioles out in front 2-1. A Brooks Robinson base hit with two out scores John Buford for the go-ahead 2-1 Oriole lead. Here's Merv Rettenmann, who is out on a tapper to the third base side of home plate in the third. And Rettenmann fanned against Messersmith in the first inning. Birds lead 2-1. Brooks' eighth RBI has just plated Buford from third. Rettenmann is tossed inside by Andy Messersmith. One ball, no strike. Two runs, four hits now for the Orioles against Messersmith, and the 2-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Breaking ball snapped too far outside. 2-0. Merv, along with Pete Rickett, Tom Dukes, and Jim Palmer, the special guest today at the annual Advertising Club luncheon honoring the 1971 champion Orioles. Merv goes pushing away from an inside pitch to make a 3-0. If Merv could deliver just as Brooks did ahead of him, we'll also have Johnson here in the bottom of inning five. Spencer, bird dogging right at first base along with Brooks Robinson. Brooks shortly looked over by Messersmith. 3-0. Ball four. That is the fourth Messersmith walk. He gives Rettman the first base ticket. It provides Brooks with second base and will bring up Dave Johnson. Johnson bounced into a first inning, fourth play, and rolled out to short in the fourth inning. In the 22 previous games started by Dave Johnson this year, he has hit safely in 21 of those 22. Brooks at second, plus Rettman at first. A swing and a miss at a wide breaking ball. Messersmith, who has always had the great curve, especially when he had that 16 victory year in 1969, has quite an assortment of breaking stuff. His 0-1 to Dave. He breaks it in for strike two called at the knees. Eddie Fisher, the knuckleballer, begins to heat in the Angel bullpen. Two on, two down, a 2-1 Oriole lead. The next pitch to Dave Johnson for Messersmith. Outside, 1-2. Rettman has the extra edge at first base because Spencer's playing deep. Here's a looping fly ball for a base hit to his shallow right. Brooks turning third, coming on to score. Rettman is going on to third base as Canigliaro plays the base hit in shallow right. And here's Canigliaro running back the ball into the Angel infield. So Johnson drives over his 18th run of the year. He also advances Rettman from first to third as Brooks has scored from second base. Two runs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rettman to third and Johnson at first, and Chico Simone is the batter. Johnson and Brooks Robinson have knocked over the two Oriole runs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Birds so far in 1971 have won 3 of 4 against the Angels. And they've got this doubleheader here tonight to wrap up the three-game series. Johnson off first base and leading as Simone looking at strike one. Knuckleballing right-hander Fisher continues to throw on the Angel bullpen. Simone batting with a pair of runs on, two gone, and runners at the corners. The 0-1 to Simone. He hits a pop-up to the Angel infield. Here's O'Brien moving back shallow out into center field. And O'Brien for out number three. Two runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two hits and two men left at the end of five in game one of the doubleheader. Baltimore 3, California 1. The top of the sixth inning, and the Barons up. Pitcher Andy Messersmith, and he's just fouled off McNally's first pitch to the upper deck out in left field. Messersmith sent a hot liner right to McNally, and McNally tossed him out on the third. McNally pointed in 0-1. Here's a ground ball shot to Brooks. Brooks with a good pickup line of third, and he guns out Messersmith over the foul. Out number one in the Angels, sixth inning. The leadoff man again, now Sandy Alomar. He has bounced out to second and fouled out to first baseman Powell. Alomar twice was part of McNally's early swing in the ball game in which McNally set down the first 10 batters to meet him before he walked with Spencer with one out in the top of the fourth inning. Birds are leading by a score of 3-1. McNally's first pitch to the switch hitting Alomar rides right in for strike one called. Alomar, when he bats from the other side, more or less is a flat hitter. He's more of an orthodox hitter from the right side. Alomar to be followed by first baseman Spencer. Third, three runs and five hits off Messersmith, and the Angels are running just two hits against McNally. McNally pitched both shutout and hitless ball through the first four innings. His one-strike delivery popped in, and it's in for strike two called. 0-2, the count to Sandy Alomar. McNally putting the heat on Alomar. He's way ahead on two. Wines, and now the next deal. He's fouled back of the plate. Still no balls and two strikes. Don't forget now, all you youngsters listening to this opening game to the doubleheader. A big day for you here at the ballpark on Sunday. It is bat day at 2 o'clock against the Oakland A's. McNally throws it at the rubber. Steps back, and now comes an 0-2. Fast ball, little outside. One ball, two strikes. Thus far, McNally has not had the difficulty controlling the breaking ball that he had at Kansas City in his last start over the weekend. In he comes, 1-2, with a breaking ball, and Alomar checking the swing in time, inside. Two balls and two strikes. One gone, top of the sixth inning. McNally steps the rip in the 2-2. Here it is. It's fouled off and out of play. McNally going at Alomar again. He will in just a few moments. Two balls and two strikes. Here it is once again. 2-2. Low. Three balls, two strikes. McNally against Alomar with a pay pitch. 3-2. Here's a looping fly ball to shallow left. Buford with a late start. Coming, and makes the put out. Buford started to step back. Then he realized the ball was hit kind of shallow. So Buford had time to get to that looping fly ball. He fires Alomar. Two away. The batter is first baseman Jim Spencer. Spencer became the Angels' first base runner as he drew a fourth inning walk. Left-hander McNally against the left-hand cuts of the powerfully built Spencer. The first pitch to Spencer is a low curve ball one. Spencer, five homers, nine runs batted in. A quick step away now by Spencer out of the batter's box to look at something flashed his way by third base coach Rocky Bridges. The one ball pitch by McNally is low. 2-0. Spencer played over a bit, but not too deep right now by Silpe and Wright. And played well to right center by Rettenlund. McNally behind, 2-0. Swing and a miss. Two balls and one strike. McNally to the plate, 2-1. Here's a ground ball to the right of second base. Johnson gets over, digs it out, and his pick throw is in time. A neat play by Johnson. Retires Spencer, and that's the final out in the Angels' sixth inning. At the end of five and a half in the opener, Orioles 3, the Angels 1. Say before the Orioles bat in the bottom of the sixth inning, and they'll bat with Esteban, McNally, and Silpe. We'd like to acknowledge a wire that was sent to us some days ago from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, by a Mr. Dan O'Connell. It was sent to us while we were on the road, but unfortunately it was not received until we came back into town. And Mr. Dan O'Connell from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, tells us that there are still a lot of Baltimore birds left in South Florida, and he said we would fill the stadium twice over if we all came home. So I thank for that wire to Mr. Dan O'Connell of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Master Smith gets the outside corner at strike one to Esteban. His next pitch breaks outside and low. One ball and one strike. Andy, 1-for-2 in this opener. Takes inside corner at the knees. 1-2. Speaking of South Florida and all the stations on our Oriole network, we'll give you a station break just a few moments. The 1-2 pitch to Andy. Outside. So send the Caps two balls and two strikes. McNally will be the next batter, and then Silpe. 2-2 to Andy Esteban. He fouls it on the ground, back of home plate. Let's pause for station identification. This is the Oriole Baseball Network.
Hi, Jay Grayson. Let me give you a lift on your way home. Weekdays 2 to 6 here on Radio 11, WBAL Baltimore.
All right, Master Smith, that's your band with a 2-2, and he breaks it low outside. three balls and two strikes. And he came in tonight to the first game of the Twin Bill, batting at 167. He's all the way now, a full count of 3-2. Messersmith deals it. Here's a foul, tapped out to the third base foul line. Game two of the doubleheader tonight. Former National League right-handed great Jim Maloney will make his second start this season against the Birds, and he'll be opposed by Oriole right-hander Pat Dobson. That's in game two here at the ballpark tonight. Messersmith fighting Esther Burns. 3-2 again. It's strike three on the outside corner. Four strikeouts for Messersmith. Now he'll face Dave McNally. He made McNally look at strike three on the fourth. He has just added Etcheverry to a strikeout list of McNally, Rettenmund, and Simone. One down, base is empty in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's a looping fly ball to center field, Barry going to his right, and the Angels center fielder puts it away. Two gone, and the leadoff man, Tommy Schulte. Schulte is 1-for-3 with a line base hit to right in the first inning. Schulte slide to right in the second. He tried to butt his way on and was tossed out by the pitcher, Messersmith, in the fifth inning. Schulte as an Oriole this year is 2-for-9. He'll go right to the front of the box, and he'll lean from the waist right across the plate. Base is clean, 2 men away. Here's a ground chopper at the second baseman, pulled down by Alomar. His throw beats Schulte, and that's out number three. At the end of six innings of play, Baltimore 3, California Angels 1.
College team can fly to Miami for just $111 per person on our new 7-day round-trip excursion fare.
Well, as we turn our attention to the bottom, to the top of the seventh inning, three defensive switches now by the Orioles. Belanger is at shortstop, replacing Simone. Rettenmund stays in the ball game, but Merv moves from center to right field, and the new center fielder is Paul Blair. So your Oriole outfield looks like this. Buford left, Blair center, Rettenmund in right, and the infield, Brooks third, Belanger for Simone at short, Johnson still at second, and Boog at first. Alex Johnson is the Angel batter in the top of the seventh inning. He pops it up towards Belanger and out to shallow left center. Buford from left, Blair from center. Blair calls off Belanger, and Blair for out number one. Johnson, still without a base hit in this series, is now 0-for-8 after skying in shallow center to Blair. One gone, and the batter is Tony Conigliaro. He had the first base hit off McNally. A double to left to begin the top of the fifth inning. He then advanced on O'Brien's ground ball and scored on McMullen's two-bagger. McNally with a two-run lead. He's on top of the Angels 3-1. Here's a line drive by Conigliaro to right field for his second base hit. Hit number three off McNally. Sid O'Brien making his second visit to the plate. Speaking of those changes, with Blair in center, Rettenmund moving to right field, and Belanger at short for Simone, Blair will be hitting in Schulte's leadoff spot. Belanger will bat where Simone did, namely seventh in the order. O'Brien up with one gone. Conigliaro off first base held by Powell. Low, it had the plate but underneath. Ball one. It's one ball, no strikes to Sid O'Brien. Conigliaro short lead against the left-handed looks of McNally. His 1-0 fire is fouled back of the plate. Andy gets rid of the mask. Coming near the Angels on deck area, there's out number two made by Esteban. Two away, Conigliaro stays put at first base. And now the Angels will have the fellow come to the plate who knocked over their fifth inning run. McMullen with a fifth inning two-bagger. Also bounced out to third in the second inning. McMullen, batting at 213, has two home runs and 8 runs batted in. Moses is the Angel on deck. The set by McNally, just under the belt, kicks and deals, outside, ball one. O'Brien, who has seen American League service with the Red Sox, the White Sox, and this year under Lefty Phillips out in California. McNally's pouring it in 1-0. He's low, two balls and no strikes. Rocky Bridges flashing from the third base coaching line, hit or take now to McMullen. Shortly by Canigliel. With two men out, McMullen on the 2-0. Things he doesn't get it, two balls and one strike. Cal staying right at first base, trying to shorten up as much as possible the lead by Canigliel. McNally steps and throws that way, and Tony T is back safely. McMullen at the plate, batting with two gone in the Angels' seventh inning. Another look by McNally towards Canigliel. Now he works McMullen. Outside. 3-1. McMullen has been known in baseball jargon as a streak hitter. And he's also known as a fellow who normally has a better second half than a first half. He's ahead of McNally. Fires 3-1. Strike two at his knee. This can shoot Canigliel now loose from first base with two men out and a 3-2 pitch to McMullen. The lead by Canigliel. He's running. The 3-2 pitch is inside and saved by Etcheverry from going back towards the screen. Canigliel moves to second. A two-out walk to McMullen has him at first base. That's the second McNally walk. Here's Moses, who's been up and out twice on a ground ball to third, and his last trip, McNally fanned him. That was in the fifth inning. Moses is seventh in the Angel order. Canigliel at second base. McMullen at first base with a good lead. Powell's playing back deep. Moses claims he doesn't get it. Strike one. Canigliel moving away from second base, watching Johnson to one side, Belanger to the other. Moses on the 0-1, swings and misses again, 0-2. Activity now beginning in the Orioles left field bullpen. Dukes and Rickard, right-hander and left-hander at work. McNally has moved ahead, 0-2 to Jerry Moses. The next delivery, way inside. One ball and two strikes. On that two-strike pitch by McNally, Etcheverry was shifting the seat and clearly gave McNally the inside belt-high target. Etcheverry sitting back, wig-wagging to McNally's long look. The stretch by McNally and his check of the runners. His next delivery to Moses is outside. 2-2. Angel runners lead at second and first. The Birds are on top in the first inning of the Twin Bill, 3-1. Two on, two out, 2-2. Pitch, swing and a miss, he strikes them out. McNally has sent Moses twice in the ballgame. No runs, one hit, two stranded in the middle of the seventh inning of game one. Birds three, the Angels one. One away in the home half of the seventh inning, and here's Powell, who has gone 0-3, but knocked over his 23rd run of the season in the first inning. Powell will be followed by Brooks. Three runs, five hits off Messersmith. One run, three hits against McNally. One gone, bases empty. Breaking ball, snapping low and tight, ball one. The Angel infield does not overshift against Powell. It does play O'Brien deep to the third base side of second base. The ball one delivery. Rammed on the ground, deep at first, loved nicely by Spencer. He waves off Messersmith and Spencer for the unassisted putout. Powell is out number two. Well, Messersmith, since giving up Johnson's RBI single in the fifth inning, has now retired six in a row. Here's Brooks Robinson with a walk. Thank you. the Jackson Bears in their territory, and Matthew Smith has an easy bottom of the
fifth. At the end of the
second, he has done since the bottom of the fifth inning. Still carries a 3-1 lead on the Angels. He'll pitch against Berry, the number 8 man in the order, then very likely a pinch hitter for Nestor Smith and the leadoff man, Alomar. Berry taking low inside, ball one. Now let's see, Lefty Phillips can pick from a scoreboard if he wants to. A Billy Cowan, a Chico Ruiz, a John Stevenson, a Tony Gonzalez. He's outside. McNally, 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 to Ken Berry. Side call to Berry's move. Berry against fouled out and flied out. He rams a ground shot right past third base coach Bridges. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Berry batting at 133. McNally's next delivery on the way. Hit high and deep, but curving foul out to left field. Eddie Fisher is up warming again in the Angel bullpen here in the top of the eighth. 2-2 to Berry. Ball three upstairs. 3 balls and 2 strikes. We still have the threatening skies that were all around the ballpark to start our game. We did have rain in the early innings. 3-2 to Berry. Ball four. Well, for the first time this season now, McNally has walked more than 2 men in the ballgame. He has walked 3. Billy Cowan will be the batter, and not Andy Messersmith. Billy Cowan, pick him up in 10 hits. Cowan has been to the plate 7 times with 2 base hits. So that gives him the early season Angel average of 286. McNally and Etzebarren have a quick conversation with the mound as Berry is the runner at first base here in the top of the eighth inning. Watt with Ricketts, warming in the Oriole bullpen while Fisher still warms in the Angel bullpen. There had been some overnight conversation that Eddie Fisher might be the second game starter, but prior to the start of our doubleheader, the nomination went to Jim Maloney. Alomar is the man on deck. Billy Cowan is batting for Messersmith. McNally looks to the lead by Berry at first base. Will is the right-hand batter who swings and misses strike one. Nobody out in the Angel eighth inning as the Birds are leading California 3-1. McNally comes in 0-1. Here's a foul ball straight back to the screen. No balls and 2 strikes to Cowan batting for Messersmith. The last time out against the Angels, McNally, who had the complete game win, did not walk an Angel batter. He just passed his third of the game to start the top of the eighth. 0-2 whipped in. Swinging and a miss, he strikes him out. 3 strikeouts for Dave McNally. And out number 1 in the top of the eighth. The top of the order now means Sandy Alomar. Alomar has bounced out, fouled out, and flied to left. Powell will continue to hold on Ken Berry at first base. Alomar, the switch-swinging leadoff batter, pulls the bat from the third base side of the plate and hits the ground foul out towards third. In 4 of the previous 7 innings, McNally has faced only 3 men, and he had a no-hitter through the first 4 innings. Angels got their only run in the fifth on doubles by Canigliel and McMullen. Alomar in a 1-strike offering. It's a ground ball through the hole out to left field for a base hit. Berry will stop at second base. That is hit number 4 against McNally. It is Alomar's 3rd hit in the series after he went 2-for-5 in the opening ball game two nights ago. Jim Spencer is up. He's hitless plus a walk against McNally. The Angels with Barry posted at second and Alomar hanging at first base. 3-1 is McNally's lead in the top of the eighth inning. The outfield around to right. Blair is over, pushed into right center. Two runners lead, one man's out. McNally to Spencer, goes high, ball one. Well, as we are in the late stages of this first game of the doubleheader, a lot of people now beginning to walk their way into the stadium. Spencer, one ball in this strike. McNally serves his next one, which is fouled down the left field side. One ball and one strike. Pitcher still at work in the Angel pen. Plus left-hander Rickard and right-hander Watt in the Bird Bowl pen. Spencer, dueling McNally, one ball, one strike. Barely away from second base. Alomar, much better lead at first base as Powell is playing deep. The look for the bases by McNally. One and one. It's a foul right in the batter's box. One ball and two strikes. Spencer makes his home not too far from Baltimore during the offseason. As a matter of fact, he resides during the offseason in Lincoln, Maryland. McNally watching Escobar and sign. Looking back, the lead by Barry and over to Alomar at first base. He's ahead of Spencer. Fires one and two. A sidearmer bounced towards the Powell. Backed up by Johnson. Throws to McNally covering for the putout against Spencer and the runners advance. The ground ball was wide of first. Powell gave it the backhand bid. Couldn't get to it. Johnson roamed to his glove side. Did get to it. McNally covered for the second out. Meanwhile, Alomar goes to second, plus Barry to third, and the batter is Alex Johnson. Johnson has gone 0 for 3, bounced out to second in the first, grounded into a fourth inning double play, fly to center in the seventh inning. Runners at second and third. Long lead now by Alomar at second base on the pitch to Johnson. It's high, ball one. Alomar had a good 5 or 6 stride lead away from second base as McNally came into Johnson. Alomar again extending his lead, plus Barry off third. The 1-0 is lined right up the shortstop. Belanger to retire the side in the top of the eighth inning. Well, Mr. Johnson hit a bullet, but Belanger was playing in the right spot, and he was there at the right spot at the right time. In the Angel eighth, no runs, one hit, and two left. At the end of 7.5 innings of play, Orioles 3, the Angels 1.
Central Savings Bank, the bank that has your interest at heart, offers another new service. The personal checking account. The personal checking account is not a special checking account or a regular checking account. It's actually the best of both. You get personalized checks free. And once you've opened your account for $50 or more, no minimum balance is required. In addition, you get a credit for every $100 you keep in your account for the month. So centralize your banking by having your checking account where you have your high-interest savings account. Ask about the new personal checking account at the main office of Central Savings Bank, Charles and Lexington Street, or at any Central office. Before you pay another bill, check with Central. Member FDIC.
Open your personal checking account now at Central. Well, the new Angel pitcher with Messersmith going out on the top half of the inning for a pinch hitter, Cowan. The new Angel pitcher is knuckleballing right-hander veteran Eddie Fisher. Picking up for Messersmith, who worked 7 innings, gave up 3 runs, 5 hits, walked 4, and struck out 4. Fisher is also the top winner on the Angels staff this season. He has worked prior to tonight 10 times in relief, has won 4 and lost 1. Fisher's got an outstanding early season in-run average of less than 2 runs a ball game. As a matter of fact, most of those from the Angel bullpen early this season, like Fisher, have outstanding ERAs. LaRoche with an outstanding ERA, along with Mel Queen. Fisher in the bottom of the eighth inning will pitch to Rettenmund, Johnson, and Boanger. All you youngsters are listening to this first game broadcast, especially those around Baltimore, a reminder that Oriole baseball student cards are available in senior high schools and colleges throughout Baltimore City and Baltimore County and available through the principal's office or the physical education department. These cards, designed for senior high school and college-age students, will entitle you to purchase a $2 upper reserve seat here at the ballpark for just $1. Rettenmund has gone 0 for 2, plus a walk. Fisher goes with that knuckly low inside, ball one. The windup by the right-hander, his 1-0 pitch. He is low for ball two. Fisher now has requested a different ball from plate umpire Marty Springstead. Although Fisher is primarily a reliever, he did start the two Angel ball games a year ago, one against Oakland and the other one against Minnesota. 2-0 to Merv Rettenmund. That dances right through for a strike. Two balls and one strike. Merv batting 250 with a home run, plus 8 runs batted in. 3-1 is the Oriole lead in game one in the bottom of the eighth inning. Fisher dealing 2-1. Here's a broken bat ground ball over the mound towards the second baseman. Alomar throws to first and inside. Rettenmund bouncing out and breaking the bat at the same time. One gone, bottom of the eighth, and now to Dave Johnson. Johnson had a base hit in the fifth inning and drove over a run. He is 1-for-3 tonight. He has hit safely in 22 of the 23 games in which he has played. He has only failed to play in one game this year. Fisher working to Johnson with one away. It's inside, ball one. The two batters in the Angel ninth are Canigliaro, O'Brien, and McMullen. 1-0 from knuckleballing Eddie Fisher. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Johnson to Fisher is 1-1, offering. It's outside and gets by the big Moses Mitt used specially for knuckleballing Eddie Fisher. Two balls and one strike. Talk about fellows earning their paychecks. Well, certainly Fisher has done that the last five or six seasons. Just looking at last season, he worked in 67 Angel games. He goes high. He goes at the letters to Johnson. Two balls and two strikes. In 1965 at Chicago, Fisher worked 82 games for the White Sox. 2-2 to Dave Johnson. Fly ball down the right field foul line. Canigliaro giving it a chase to the foul line, and it's in the seats and out of play. In 1965, when Fisher worked in 82 games for the White Sox, that was his greatest winning year in the majors, as he gained 15 wins against 7 defeats. He has already won as many games this year, 4 of them, as he won through all of last season. He's dealing Johnson again, 2-2. Low, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three-two pitch to Dave Johnson. Strike 3 as it knuckles its way on the outside corner. 2 gone in the bottom of the eighth inning, and for Fisher, his first strikeout. Here's Belanger up for his first trip. Belanger replaced Simone at shortstop. Belanger's average, 269. Way outside, ball one. Tomorrow night in the Oakland opener, you'll see Mike Cuellar against Jim Hunter. Saturday night, Palmer against Johnson. The 1-0 to Belanger is in for a strike call. the bat day ball game, 2 o'clock on Sunday, Vida Blue against Grant Jackson. The land through the Fishers, 1-1 pitch. Chops it down third, and it goes foul. The weekend times for the series against the Oakland A's, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Saturday, starting time is at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday at 2. Sunday, remember now, every youngster 14 and under, accompanied by a paying adult, will receive free of charge from the Orioles an approved Little League baseball bat. One ball and two strikes to Belanger. The windup by Eddie Fisher with two men out. Swing and a miss dropped by Moses. He picks it up in front of home plate. Moses in time to center with his throw to a tie of the side. At the end of eight, third play, the Angels won.
Good tasting is our speciality. Food just for the big reality. Lots of built-in informality. Enjoy a national beer. So even if you are Aquarius, or maybe even Sagittarius, you find yourself more gregarious. Serve a national beer. It's a happy tasting beer, our national beer. And it got there the long way. Because since 1634, beer has been brewed here. Only from a land with a tradition like ours could come a beer as good as ours.
The Migliaro will start the top of the ninth inning, and before he backs against McNally, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Baltimore Oriole Baseball Network.
This is Doug Terrence. Got a green thumb? Then listen to Mitch Steffen, the Weekend Gardener, 10:30 every Saturday morning here on Radio 11 WBAL in Baltimore.
Dave McNally, tonight in his seventh start, trying to gain his fifth win, throws Canigliaro, who fouls it right back to the screen. Tony C. has two base hits against McNally, and he has scored the only Angel run, which came in the fifth. McNally trying to pour it through to Canigliaro, 0-1. Here's a ground ball slowly tapped out to third, charged by Brooks, has it on the grass, throws in time to Powell to just get Canigliaro at first base. First out in the top of the ninth inning. So the good defense employed by Brooks gets McNally his first out. The Angels now bat their shortstop, Sid O'Brien, since replacing for Dosey, he has grounded a short and fouled to the catcher. O'Brien, feet set close together, batting right-handed against McNally. His first pitch to O'Brien comes in quickly for strike one call. The on-deck man is third baseman McMullen. This is the top of the ninth, game one to the doubleheader. McNally and the Birds leading 3-1. The one-strike delivery. Outside, one ball, one strike. McNally winding and throws, 1-1. Low for ball two. Two balls and one strike. McNally extending the arms, winds to the side. It's 2-1 pitch. Grounded to shortstop, Belanger. Throws to Powell. Out number two. So Canigliaro and O'Brien are gone on infield grounders. And the Angels leave it up now to Ken McMullen. McMullen's double in the fifth inning drove over the Angel run. He has also bounced out and walked. McMullen tall and erect right-hand batter, a little bit to the front of the box on McNally's first offering. Drive with an outside corner fastball. McNally winds, he deals McMullen 0-1. Low, one ball and one strike. The Orioles trying to get back to within a game of the Red Sox, who won this afternoon, beating Chicago 10-1. 1-1, ripped in by McNally. With a fly ball to right field. Rettenrun going back and getting there, and the ball game is over. McNally has his fifth win of the year. Orioles win the opener from the California Angels 3-1. We'll be right back with a recap on the game totals after this message.